You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program today. Today is May the 6th, 2026, and it calls for a special greeting this morning. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. It's not just a birthday today for somebody near and dear to me, but it's a milestone birthday, and so we're very thankful for God's blessings in our lives. I want to take just a moment to say thank you to you all for listening to the Refresh Radio program, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and visit Merritt Assembly of God. Pray and ask God, God, is this the place that you would have me to be strategically planted here in Brevard County to where I could thrive in my relationship with you and use the giftings you have imparted into my life to impact others for the kingdom of God. So we have Bible study tonight at 7 p.m. We have a kids class. We have an adult Bible study. And we have a young adult class as well, and we're pretty conscientious about time, and would love to have you come and join us in that. In our adult Bible study, we're talking about exiting Egypt, and you know, getting God's people out of Egypt was one thing. Getting Egypt out of God's people, that was a much more challenging endeavor. And we want to walk in the freedom that God has for us. Hopefully you can join us tonight at 7 p.m. for that. So we're in Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm not going to read as much as I have in days past. We're looking primarily at verses 37 and 38 right now. And how they come from Habakkuk chapter 2 in the Old Testament. So let me read Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. It says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2, it says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. This statement in Habakkuk 2:4 is the first time that the phraseology is mentioned, the just shall live by his faith. It is mentioned again in Romans. It's mentioned in Galatians. It's also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 10, and it was the concept that sparked the Great Reformation under Martin Luther, that the just shall live by faith. So this verse in Habakkuk chapter 2 is distinctly in contrast to the life of the proud. And like we said on yesterday's program, pride is indicative of an ungodly condition in our soul. It's not something to be celebrated. It's not something to put on display. It's something that needs to be repented over. It's one of the deadly sins. You don't want that in your life. And so even though there are people in this world who live in arrogance, and we've talked about how this is a prophetic word about how God was going to judge Babylon and the pride that was on display in the royalty there. This says that even though there are people who are living ungodly lives, who are living in arrogance, in contrast to that, the just shall live by his faith. We talk about faith being a gift and faith being a fruit. And in that, we are talking about a very specific gift from God, that it's a belief that God is able to do what he says he's going to do. There is that gift that is given to us, and then we get to employ that. Okay? There is that type of faith, but faith is not supposed to be dormant. It's not supposed to be something that we store away in a closet. I was reading a news article here several weeks ago, and it was talking about how to cut expenses. And one of the things that it talked about in that article was people who have things in storage units, but they never visit the storage unit. In other words, there's things that they are keeping stored away, but they never utilize them. My wife and I are getting to the stage in life where we don't have storage units. We've got garages and sheds and things like that. But we're to the point where we're ready to say, you know what? If we're not going to use it, let's make sure that we put that into the hands of someone who can use it a little bit better. Many people want to relegate their faith to church on Sunday morning, and they want to pull it out and employ it whenever there is a crisis that goes on in their life. It's more of, in case of emergency, use faith. And our faith is not supposed to be in our faith itself. Our faith is supposed to be in God. But it's supposed to be a lifestyle that is recognized as the lifestyle of those who are living in a just and righteous manner before God. This is a lifestyle of faith, of faithfulness, and confidence. And that's what you and I are called to do. We should live by faith. In fact, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. There are many people who want to know every detail of every circumstance before they get into that, get into action. And the life that we are called to live before God is, God, what do you want to do in this situation? What are your instructions? And then when you say it's time, let's go. I remember we were having an annual business meeting back during the time when the Constellation program was being shut down. We had already seen a transition away from the space shuttle. It was being phased out, and the Constellation program was going to be the replacement, and there had already been some job losses because of that. And the next thing you know is they're shutting that program down, and that had a huge impact on the economy here in central Brevard County. And I remember at the annual business meeting, and again, we're not one of the larger churches, we're one of the smaller churches, and all of a sudden there was something that wasn't in my notes, but there was an unction in my spirit that the next thing I know, the words that are coming out of my mouth is, this is not the time to shrink back. This is the time to press forward. And that's what we did. And it was a season when everything else in the area seemed to be shrinking back, and people were walking away from their houses and all sorts of things, that we increased our ministries, and we actually grew during that period of time. And so when God says that it's time for us to live, let's live by faith. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10, and it says, now the just shall live by faith. And again, that's a lifestyle. It needs to be more than an emergency alternative. It needs to be more than an occasional event. Faith should be our lifestyle, and it should be the lifestyle not just of the pastor, not just of the leadership of the church. It should be the lifestyle of every believer, because God has given to all of us the measure of faith. He gives us the initial measure of faith to believe that Jesus Christ is God the Son, that there is salvation in no other name. We need to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins and be the Lord of our life. But that's not the end of the matter. That's just the starting line. The faith that he gives to us, and the power that is available to us through God the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent, because the gift of God the Holy Spirit is in our best interest. It's a gift that is expedient for us to empower every person in the church to fulfill the purpose that God has for them on planet Earth. That faith says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to live out the purpose that God has for us. The just shall live by faith. We should live as if God meant what he said in his word. So I know people who had walked away from their faith. And when I mean walked away from faith, they didn't just walk away. Their heart was not in it at all. And over the past several years, thankfully, after decades of prayers, God opened their eyes, and they said, wait a minute. The things that are going on, I know where I've heard these before. I've read them in the Bible, and they have come. come back to faith and become very active in their faith. They live out of the area, so if you come to Merit Assembly of God, you're not going to see them at our church. You see, I think that we need to remember that our responsibility is to build the kingdom of God. And in fact, one of the promises that I live by is that if I will concentrate on building the kingdom of God, God will take care of building Merit Assembly of God. And so we're very thankful whenever someone says, hey, I believe God's called me to this church. Had that happen, where people said, hey, God's called me here to help for such a time as this. So live by faith. Don't take that right standing with God and say, well, at least I'm in the right position. You need to make sure that is a very active lifestyle. There is another alternative, though. It's here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 38. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So that word draw back talks about hesitancy, and it talks about timidity. And so if you remember up in verse number 35, we had talked about that, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which is not only confidence, it also has to do with boldness, and to declare things in a very clear and concise manner. So here, the other option is to live a life of timidity, and instead of living a life of obedience, there is a hesitancy. Let's be real. How many of you listening, when you're sitting at a traffic light and there's someone in front of you, and all of a sudden the light turns green and everybody moves forward except for the person who's in front of you because they're not paying attention to the light, they're paying attention to their cell phone, and they're hesitating when they're supposed to be going. How many of us are wanting to help motivate them to refocus their attention? Yeah, I thought so. When hesitancy inconveniences us, then we want to say, hey, let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. We've got places to go, people to see, errands to do. We need to be going right now. How much more important is it when the souls of people in Brevard County and souls that missionaries reach around the world, hesitating is not an option. And you know, I've probably told you, I am by nature a guy that grew up just kind of blending into the wall. I just kind of moved to the background, and I just watch everything that was going on around there. I was not necessarily a take charge type of guy. I would say that timidity would be an adequate description of who I was for the first, you know, probably third of my life. But when I became the pastor of Merit Assembly of God, and even before then, there was a spiritual transformation that took place inside of me, that all of a sudden I can have a conversation with anybody. I know that there's a an insurance commercial that's out there. Don't become your parents just because you own a house or something like that. I'm not talking about a personality quirk. I'm talking about there's people's lives in the balance. And at some point in time, we've got to get serious about the Great Commission. So do not draw back. Do not hesitate. When God says to act, act. When he says to boldly approach the throne of grace, that's what we're supposed to do. When it says to Timothy, hey, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. That's the gift of God. So we're not supposed to sideline the gifts, the spiritual gifts that God has given to us, and make room for the timidity of our earthly or carnal nature. We're supposed to move forward. It says, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Let me drop down to verse number 39 for just a minute, and then we'll come back up. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition. So drawing back is a hesitancy to embrace the things of God, the lifestyle that God wants for us. And drawing back or hesitating leads to our own destruction. That's what that word perdition means. It means destruction. So I'll tell you about a situation in my life. My dad was on a work trip, and we were staying at a hotel. I can still tell you the name of the hotel. It was called the Shamrock Hilton. It was in Houston, Texas. And man, it was a great hotel. It was a work-related trip, because when we went to hotels, we didn't stay at Hilton's. We stayed at, you know, motor lodges here and there. But this one had an Olympic-sized diving platform. And I was pretty young, and I said, man, I'm going to climb up to the top of that, and I'm going to jump off of that. And so I climbed all the way to the top. And when I got up to the top, I looked down, and man, it looked like it was 100 feet down. It wasn't, but that's what it looked like. I wasn't very tall. And all of a sudden, timidity, came over me, and I, said, excuse me, as I climbed all the way back down the stairs and said, nope, not going off of that. Jesus had shared some difficult truths in John chapter 6, and thousands abandoned him. They said, we don't understand. It's a hard teaching. And he looked at his disciples, and he asked them, he said, are you going to leave too? And Peter said, where else can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. So the just shall live by faith embraces the life and the blessing that is in front of us. Drawing back, hesitating, leads to our own destruction. Back up to verse number 38, the soul that shrinks back, God says, my soul has no pleasure in him. It is true that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That doesn't mean that because he loves us, he is pleased with everything that we do. I want to do as many things as I can to please the Father, and there's nothing that pleases him more than his heart becoming our heart. And the way that he speaks becomes the way that we speak. And the way that he reaches out and loves becomes the way that we reach out and love. So don't hesitate to embrace the life of faith, because shrinking back from that, casting it away, rejecting it, God's not going to be pleased in that. And I want to hear for myself, for my family, for my church, and for you, I want to hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Hebrews chapter 10 concludes with this: "But of those who believe to the saving of the soul." We are not of those who draw back to perdition or hesitate to destruction, but we are those who believe to the saving of the soul. I have found that living for Jesus is a completely different lifestyle than the world has. It's not about how much can I get for myself, but how much of my life can I live for him. And that doesn't mean that we don't get to enjoy some of the nice things that this world has. It just means that our goal, our desire, is to bring glory and honor to God. So when God, I like to say this, when God commands us to do something, we do it. And when he commands us to rest, we rest. When he commands us to give, we give. When he commands us to receive, we receive. And I want to encourage you, he has sentenced you as a believer. He sentenced you to life, the life that pleases him. And so that lifestyle, that living by faith, it results in the saving of the soul, where our soul is preserved, it's possessed by God, it is part of God's property. And in doing that, it is going to lead to a renewed mind. It is going to result in healthy emotions. It is going to result in every thought being brought under the lordship of Jesus Christ. It's going to result in healthy relationships. And most of all, it is going to result in an eternity in the presence of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. I'm telling you, living by faith, it's the way to move forward. Don't hesitate. If you've never asked Jesus to ask you or forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, don't hesitate. Don't be afraid to ask. Cry out to him. Say, "Jesus, please be the Lord of my life," and he will take up residence in your heart. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."